This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:07 on the evening edition with Hezril and Cam, and we're continuing our New Year segment, breaking the doom and gloom cycle that was 2020. And at the start of the show, we spoke with a few people, checked in with a few people about their year in 2020, their hopes for 2021, and then we looked at ways Malaysians came together to see the country through the pandemic with Kita Jaga Kita.
And we're starting this hour by hearing from you. What's gotten you through 2020, and what are some of the things you're grateful for? Things you'll remember positively from 2020.
That's right. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Looking at some messages that have come in, there's just lots of messages that have come in from Twitter and WhatsApp.
John Kalabu on Twitter. Maybe his real name, yep. I don't know. Managed to make my balcony greener. Mm. Still lots of room for improvement, which I hope to continue in 2020. Actually, yeah. I have a friend who, he is in the business of creating compost and making gardens.
Yeah.
And he said that 2020 has been a bumper year.
Interesting.
He's actually one of the few people I've met who can say they've actually been successful in 2020.
Yeah, that's not surprising, considering the number of people that have taken up gardening.
Gardening, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also got, Little Sports Jedi tweeted, "I made it to the end."
Not yet. It's 7:08. Yeah. I mean, best of luck.
And then, we've got in...
Iqbal Abdullah on the sporting theme again. I started running on a regular basis more than I have for the past 10 years.
Yep. And Zulzappa says, we ate lots of harum manis during the early days of the MCO.
So I didn't know what this is.
Yeah. So I was asking you earlier about it. And at the beginning of the MCO, there's just been so many people ordering harum manis mangoes from Perlis. And I don't know. It was just a... trend.
But you were saying that it was from one particular orchard.
I was aware of one lady farmer in Perlis, and I messaged her to order some, and it was like 2-3 weeks after it had been advertised somewhere on Facebook, and she said her entire mango plantation was cleared of harum manis. Nathaniel says, this one's fun. I bought a proper new kitchen pot and realized I can now make all the stews and soups I want for 2021. I'm curious, Cam, have you gotten to this cooking
thing? Better still, my wife has.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what about you?
I've just been too lazy. Okay. I'm a bum. Jumi, though, says, I delivered my third baby, MCO Raya baby, moved into our own house and sold my first car to buy a bigger car for our family. Everything is Rizuki, baby.
Okay, maybe we're getting a bit too positive.
Yeah,
right here.
Wow. Okay. In the meantime, keep sending us your thoughts, but we're now going to check in with Aaron Dennison, who's actually one of the initiators for Pulang Mengundi Sabah, which had earlier helped voters return to the state to vote during the state elections. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Yep, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Aaron. We're looking back at the year as much as we're going to be looking forward to the next year. So, looking back at 2020, what's been positive about this year for you, if anything?
On a personal note, I got engaged.
So congratulations!
Thank you so much. So that's one thing positive. I have to mention that so that my fiance don't get upset with me saying that, because I've always been saying to her, a lot of things that hasn't happened this year, so that's one thing that happened. on a second note is with the initiative itself, I think 2020 at least showed us, the team from Pulang Mengundi Sabah, that Malaysians actually really, really would like to help each other. We found a lot of people willing to help for number one, for the democracy of the country as well, especially in Sabah state, of course. But a lot of people actually came out willing to help. And we also made new friends who are actually become important people in our lives now. And it was not only that, when we had different initiatives along the way, the same people, basically said that we want to help. So I think that's one thing positive that actually we brought all of us together, and also brought a lot of people actually saying that they are willing to help. And if you have any problems, you can always, you know, seek help elsewhere. So, I mean, that's one thing positive for me, I would think. Yeah.
And well, now that the Sabah state elections are over, you know, where do you see this? You know, are there plans to expand the conversation and bring it to other places in 2021?
Yep, definitely. We're looking at the Sarawak state elections. So again, awareness is important for people to go back and vote, regardless of the situation. We know what happened after the Sabah state election. There was a rise in COVID cases. But of course, it's a learning curve. I mean, for the EC, of course, it's on how they manage the Sabah state election, the Sarawak state elections, which will be coming up hopefully in 2021. And even maybe, you know, a general election as well. So I think it's a learning process for them, for the EC, as well as for us, to do things effectively next time around. And another good news is that through the Pulang Muli Sabah initiative, me and a few friends actually started our new NGO. It's called Demokrat Kebangsaan. So next up, we'll be hoping to use that NGO to sort of work on the next initiative. So.
Well,
yep, there you go.
Best of luck on that, Aaron. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. And congratulations, and of course, a Happy New Year to you.
All right. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, too.
That was Aaron Dennison, one of the people who kickstarted Pulang Mengundi Sabah, which had helped voters return to the state for the state elections. We're going to get to your messages after this, and we might have a call, actually. So in the meantime, keep sharing us your thoughts. What has been positive about 2020 for you? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:15 on the evening edition. You're with Hezrul and Cam, and we're continuing our look back at 2020, asking you what's been positive about this year to break the gloom and doom cycle. So keep sending us your thoughts at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, though, we've got a call, a listener from Z.
Hi, Ezra and Cam.
Hi, Z. How are you doing?
Hi, good.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I hope you guys are well. So, there has been a few main negative stuff. One of it is that, unfortunately, I've been retrenched, but I'm okay.
Oh.
But I'd like to say one positive thing is that I've actually re-picked up cycling from 6 years ago. I stopped.
Uh-huh.
Now, because I have so much of time, I picked up cycling again. And I've actually, don't tell me why I signed up for it. Apparently, the app called Strava, which is a fitness app, has this thing called the Rafa 500 Festive Challenge. So it's for cyclists, ride 500 km in 8 days from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve, which is today. And yeah, I completed it this morning.
Well done. Well done. You're making me feel tired and exhausted just speaking to you. So after 6 years, so you've been out of shape, or I mean, it's a bit of a strain getting back on the bike. Are you going to be okay? Don't overdo it.
Yeah, I have. I've also been getting fit, losing a bit of weight. I've lost about 7 kg. Also, it's not due to cycling. It's not really due to cycling because you can't really outdo a bad diet. I've been doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah. Well, one piece of advice, just make sure you don't go cycling in the Bunting area. And if you do, please look out for potholes.
I passed
by the pothole.
Did you?
Two days ago.
Oh.
That was on the day they sealed it.
And
I told my friend, I think this is it.
Z, I'm just curious, how did you actually prepare for this? Because that's a long distance, 500 km in, you said 8 days?
So I think there wasn't much, to be honest, there wasn't much preparation. It was just like my friend saying, you know, there's this challenge. Anyone interested? So I'm like, well, why not? See if I can do it.
Yeah, and you did. Z, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts with us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Okay, see you next year.
Wow. That's a long... I'm glad you brought up the pothole thing, because that had just passed, just flown over my head.
It'd been patched over, hadn't it, in your mind? No, for me, it's still fresh and
wow.
open.
Wow, there you go. And so we've been getting, just a whole load of messages on how this year has been positive for you. Walid says, I took leave, jumped into a new field of study and did pretty well. And to that, actually, I've been seeing so many ads for, online classes, online courses. It seems that everyone has really, actually dedicated themselves to it, because you got to put in a certain amount of hours to actually get these different certificates.
Yeah. You say everyone. That feels that, that should include me. I haven't. In the same line, though, Kolamgal on Twitter says, I left an unfulfilling corporate job and got a job in an NGO, which I've wanted for the past 2 years. Finally.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Great. I've heard instances of people just sort of, and that's a brave thing to do, right? Because you're leaving a job at a time when the job market is uncertain, when companies are laying off people, and that sort of stuff. Love story. Love is in the air. Mama Yang says on Twitter, found happiness with someone who deserves me. Hashtag 2020 love story.
Well, good.
And to that, Jermaine got engaged. Yeah. I got engaged.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Shamil Raza on Twitter says, I gained weight.
Oh.
And the question that we were asking was, tell us something positive that happened from 2020. So
if it makes you feel good.
It's an achievement for Shamil. Yeah, well done.
And then we've got, we want Jumi. We've got the Brown Experiment. What is that?
I'm not sure. If we read this out, I'm wondering if we're giving somebody free advertising, but I don't really fully understand it.
Yeah. Let's tackle it.
The Brown Experiment on Twitter, Brown Experiment, not their given name. The best thing, this 2020, we started the Brownie Experiment. Hmm. With nothing to lose and everything to gain, it paid the bills and finally found our path to entrepreneurship as a young family.
Wow.
Totally fulfilling, and it's a joy to bring smiles to everybody
in Malaysia.
Oh, in Malaysia, I guess. Yeah. In Malaysia, this MCO period. I think
wow,
we've just given free advertising, but congratulations to you.
There you go. And Mei Yen tweeted, I got to spend more time at home with my mom, even though I've been working. That's great. Let's see. Paul WhatsApp saying this.
Many people have learned not to take themselves for granted. They've realized personal resilience, learning to be comfortable and alone with themselves, appreciating family members, relearning priorities, and how to minimalize. Happy New Year, BFM and all listeners. That's great.
That really is nice. Yeah. And to that, I think we can close off with Su Ang's message, or at least try to compress it. So 2020 has been a year of assessing my mortality in the face of a fragile and uncertain world. I've been drawn to watch more documentaries than movies during the lockdown, and I was gutted by what I saw. Displaced refugees, malnourished children, the plight of those at the mercy of human traffickers. My wish for 2021 is for a kinder, more compassionate world for the children of war, famine, and sickness, and human trafficking to be able to escape death, hunger, and abuse, and have a chance to live better life and to breathe God-given air. And for governments to protect their citizens and abandon their personal greed. So a hopeful message for 2021.
That's
a lot.
A dark message, actually, Hezrel. Yeah. the messages keep coming in. Mm. And the general mood is, I think a lot of people have sort of found themselves or met themselves this year in what has been a very tough year. Mm. And a lot of us have had to actually face up to, being a lot more. Sometimes a lot more alone, more in the company of other people when we're crammed together in the same place.
That's true.
And these are stressful things, but if you can find a way out, then that's...
So keep sending us your messages. I mean, they're just coming in.
Actually, they're very thankful that they made an investment in glove shares.
Cheryl WhatsApped, I've cycled 3,389 kilometers since MCO was relaxed in Putrajaya.
Wow.
And I guess I've never been to the parks there. Have you? Because that was a spot that everyone had really...
For cycling especially. Because it's very flat there. Mm. And the roads are very wide. And you should be safe. I have heard of some accidents. But it is a very popular place to go cycling. I don't even know what 3,300...
Yeah.
89 kilometers. I can't. It's like to the moon or something. I don't know what that is.
Well, keep sending us your thoughts. What has been positive about 2020 for you? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
So, as we come closer to the end of the show, I hate to jump in like this, Hezrel, but I want to ask you or say something. So, Hezrel, this is actually going to be your last show on the Evening Edition, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I thought we've gotten to this point, haven't we? Yes. So I'll be starting next week. I'll be moving on over to the bigger picture, starting a new chapter here at BFM. And in my place...
We'll be...
Yes.
Sharmila Ganesan?
That's right.
Who will be going from the bigger picture to here.
Yes.
So it's a swap over.
So you'll be hearing a change of voices going into 2021. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to thank the team, all of our producers, Lynn, had a great time here on the Evening Edition. And for those of you listening, don't be a stranger. Keep tweeting, keep WhatsApping on the bigger picture.
Yeah, well, you're not going anywhere. Still
no,
be here, but
no, just exactly,
somewhere else.
Let's
not get overly
emotional.
Dramatic.
Okay.
So,
But
yeah. So, and then of course, Lynn will be in.
That's
back
right.
Next week.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Well, we'd like to wish all of you listening in a very happy new year. We hope 2021 will bring us a whole host of things. Although, of course, we've heard positive things from 2020. Stay safe during your celebrations. Observe the SOPs. A very happy new year to all of you.
And we've been saving up a particular piece of music.
There we go. Go on, Cam.
And I've been demanding this the whole week that I've been here, that we end before New Year's with one piece of music because it's important that I think we do enter 2021 with a sense of positivity.
There we go.
And it is Prince, 1999.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.